Reshik stood perched on the edge of the volcano, away from the others, listening to Ezra's account of the last 10,000 years. He was shocked to learn of the destruction of Drindelia and the defeat of the Agoran dragons at the hands of the humans and dwarves. He had lived for a time in the land that was now called Agora, but that had been long ago, when the world was young, and neither humans, dwarves, nor elves lived there. The three races had been created by the gods long after the dragons came to being, and the lesser creatures had spread across the world like a plague. His anger welled with every passing minute as he listened to Ezra's account. Reshik was shamed to hear of the dragons' defeat, and that they had been reduced to dwindling clans living on remote islands far from the mainland.
"How could this have happened?"
Reshik roared, turning on the lesser dragon with rage-filled eyes. Ezra bowed low before him.
"It shames me to speak these words, my lord."
"How have our kind been banished by these tiny creatures? Tell me,"
Reshik insisted.
"The elves have ever had powerful magic, and the dwarves are ferocious beasts. Some have the power to move stone."
"And the humans? What is it that makes them so formidable?"
"Their numbers, my lord. While our numbers have dwindled, theirs, all of them, have multiplied greatly."
"Father of dragons,"
Reshik cursed,
"but I have awoken to a nightmare."
The black bowed his head further until his horns scraped the stone.
"We have failed our ancestors. Forgive us, my lord."
"Go now and tell the others to prepare the birthing chambers,"
said Reshik.
"Yes, my lord."
When Ezra had left, Reshik raised his horned head to the sky and gave a roar that could be heard for miles around.
"Father of dragons, you have freed me from my eternal prison. I will avenge the ancients. I will bathe the world in fire. In your name, I shall enslave the lesser races, and once again the glory of your destruction shall be known."
"Reshik, my son."
"Father,"
said Reshik in reverence,
"I cry to hear what has happened to our kind. How is it that I have finally been freed?"
"There is a new elven goddess, and she has broken the pact of old. Now, because of her folly, the gods are free to affect the mortal world once more. I name you my champion."
"What would you have me do?"
"Gather my children to you, plant your ancient seed, and build an army the likes of which have not been seen in an age."
Reshik grinned to himself.
"As you wish, father, so shall it be done."